Good morning. Welcome to the service of Celtic Morning Prayer on a beautiful Thursday, May 21st. It's Ascension Day in the church calendar. We'll talk a little bit about that later. My name is Pastor Kit from Christ Church Oshawa, and with me is Justin Greaves.
Good morning.
And our trusty guitar. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord. Do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of earth, God of fire, God of the waters of wonder, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world, Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us. O Christ, crucified and risen and ascended.
O Holy Spirit,
ruler of creation, visible and invisible, eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend a knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you.
A reading from Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning, until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. The Ascension of Jesus. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards the heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is awesome, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God is King over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted.
A reading from Luke chapter 24, verses 44 to 53. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have clothed with power from on high." The ascension of Jesus. Then he led them out as far as Bethany and lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The ascension of Jesus that we have just heard about is the physical departure of Christ from earth into the presence of God the Father in heaven. In the Christian tradition, reflected in the major Christian creeds such as the Apostles' Creed and confessional statements, God exalted Jesus from his death and raising him as first of the dead and taking him to heaven, where Jesus took his seat at the right hand of God. In Christian art, the ascending Jesus is often shown blessing an earthly group below him, signifying the entire church. There is such a window at Christ Church in Oshawa, and maybe churches, many churches have such an ascending Jesus in their windows. The Feast of the Ascension is celebrated on the 40th day of Easter, which is today, always a Thursday. The Orthodox tradition has a different calendar up to a month later than the Western tradition, and while the Anglican Communion continues to observe the feast on this day, it is sometimes moved to a Sunday. So why celebrate this? Redemption is accomplished. The ascension is regarded as the culminating point of Christ's redemptive work, and at the same time the demonstration of the sufficiency of his righteousness on humanity's behalf. For sinful humanity to reach heaven, a holy heaven, two essential features were necessary. A, the removal of sin, which is a negative thing, and B, the presence of righteousness, a positive thing. The resurrection demonstrated the sufficiency of the atonement, or making at one, for the former, and the ascension demonstrated the sufficiency of righteousness of the latter. The Spirit of God was to convict the world of righteousness because I go to the Father. In accord with this, we find that in the Epistle to the Hebrews, every reference to our Lord's atonement, as in the past, implying completeness and perfection, is once for all, so the sacrifices in the temple were no longer needed. Reviewing all the teaching of our Lord's present life in heaven, appearing on our behalf, interceding for us by his presence with the Father, bestowing the Holy Spirit as we celebrate in Pentecost a week and a half from now, governing and guiding the church, his body, sympathizing, comforting, helping, saving his people, we are called upon to lift our hearts, for it is in occupation with the living that we find the secret of peace, the assurance of access, and the guarantee of our permanent relation to God. Indeed, we are clearly taught that it is in fellowship with the present life of Christ in heaven that Christians realize the difference between spiritual immaturity and spiritual maturity. And it is the purpose of this epistle to the Hebrews to emphasize this truth above all others. Christianity is the religion of free access to God. And in proportion, as we realize in union with Christ in heaven, this privilege of drawing near and keeping near, we shall find in the attitude of lift up your hearts the essential features of a strong, vigorous, growing, and joyous Christian life. An expression of faith for Celtic morning prayer. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you have always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. Let us take a moment to breathe and to pray in God's presence with us wherever we are. Jesus has gone before us into glory, and we are called to follow him in hope. For now, we follow what he did, going forth to share the good news of his love with those who need it the most. Nearest to us and on the margins of our society, we trust that the Lord will work with us and confirm our work with accompanying signs. We can ask today for these graces as the community of our risen and ascended Lord worldwide, wherever we may be. I am always with you, Jesus promised as he departed, until the end of the world. The Lord has been lifted high above the earth and draws all things to himself. Let us cry out to him in joy. Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory. Lord Jesus, King of glory, you were offered once as the victim for sins and ascended to the right hand of the Father. Make perfect for all time those whom you sanctify.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory.
Eternal priest and minister of the new covenant, you live forever to make intercession for us. Save the people that praise to you.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory.
You showed yourself alive after your passion and appeared to the disciples for 40 days. Confirm our faith today.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory.
Today you promised again the Spirit to your apostles to make them witnesses to the ends of the earth. By the power of the Spirit, give us holy hunger to be filled with nothing less than your Spirit, to accomplish in us all you desire, to strengthen our own witness, and to share in words and in deeds your glorious work in and around us.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory.
We take a moment to add our own prayers or intercessions on this Ascension Day 2020. For work for those who are seeking it, for those who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit, that may know God's comforting presence. For those drawing near to the light of Christ, that they might find their way home, knowing that God is welcoming them home. For Clarissa and Jen, who are both expecting. For parents, students, and teachers. For young adults. People who are living single lives intentionally. Or because of divorce or being widowed. For those hoping to be baptized, confirmed, or married. And our closing prayer. O Lord, we thank you for allowing us to celebrate this feast, which reminds us of your going before us to heaven. We long to join you in the gift of everlasting life, which you gained for us in your self-giving death and resurrection. Allow us to serve your people until the day when we celebrate together the joy of your kingdom, where you live and reign forever. O God of earth and sky, as Jesus came among us in Bethlehem to raise us up to heaven, so today we recall his departing from us at Jerusalem to be in all places by your Spirit. Though he is hidden from our sight, enable us to abide in him by the power and grace of the Holy Spirit until his mercy and grace fill your whole creation. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow.